And when people are stuck at home, they get online and look for houses. The major real estate sites, Zillow and Trulia and Realtor.com, have had more hits than ever.
That was Lakeland real estate agent Cecily Dawson, who has found that there has been such a surge in vacation property sales that the inventory of available homes is very low. Besides the very low interest rates on home mortgages, she describes what she has learned from some of her clients buying during the pandemic.
Almost without fail, these are people who vacationed here as kids. And they'll say, you know, I love the Northwoods. I always have. I wanted to get back up here. I want to show my wife or husband how great it is. So they've always wanted to be here. It's always been a long time dream.
If you live up here, you will recall that early in the pandemic, some communities and tourism bureaus discouraged summer visitors. Ironically, this policy may have stimulated the surge in buying. The director of the Minocqua Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau, Crystal Westfall, explains.
And that's when we really started seeing that increase in traffic on our website, traffic through our phone network.
Longtime summer tourists who may have stayed at resorts or campgrounds became buyers. Westfall and her group recently made five-year home sale goals for the region, but the timeline has been accelerated.
We expected this growth over the next 5 years, and it's happening right now.
The difference this year is that the pandemic has pushed buyers to act now. And it's not just lakeside vacation properties that are selling, according to Dawson.
One of the places where we see the hottest market is in the city of Rhinelander, interestingly. And, for example, right now there's only 14 single-family homes available for sale. Everything else is under contract already.
It is more typical to see over 100 houses for sale at any one time in Rhinelander. Dawson attributes this run on sales to a change in personal values as a result of the pandemic.
What we see a little more this year is people articulating, well, we've really had time to think about what we value and why wait? Why wait? This is the time to do it. Let's go for it. We're not getting any younger. You know, not putting dreams on hold, I think, is a big part of the impetus.
Westfall shares the view that there has been a shift in values by those moving to the Northwoods.
And a lot of it has to do with, you know, getting back to their family, grounding themselves in nature. I really do think people are just becoming more grounded in who they are and what they need and what their necessities are in life. And so a lot of that, if not all of it, can be found here. And I think that is really what is propelling people north.
Both Dawson and Westfall note, however, that one of the problems about moving to areas in the rural parts of the Northwoods is our lack of broadband internet coverage. Dawson explains.
Having really good internet connectivity is more important, and Wi-Fi service is more important for most of my buyers than it was a year ago.
People were once looking for a place to get off the grid. Now they're looking for property with high-speed internet where they can work or shop and the kids can do online learning. Thankfully, many communities are racing to increase broadband availability. And our home buying behaviors have had to change during these times as well. Although there has long been the capability for virtual showings, e-signings, and even buying a home without meeting in person with the agent, lender, or title company, these practices are now much more common. Recent Minocqua area home buyer Earl Smith described the process.
It was really strange. Down in West Bend, they had a couple of banks that were closed down, and they turned them into title places where the paperwork was transferred out the side window, sort of like you were in a bank, in a drive-through line in a bank. And they saw you, your face, and you sent back your driver's license with your picture on it, and you signed your documents.
Despite revised ways of closing a deal because of the virus, Smith found that the process went smoothly and led to a purchase of a retirement home that he has been dreaming about for years.
And then found this place up in Minocqua, and it was just perfect.
For WXPR News, this is Jim Skibo.